session item number eight. I think that's Sam and Ed.
Before we get started, I want to know, there's a rig in the front yard. Are you planning on one of us having a stroke or...
No, that's my engine.
You have to leave it.
You've got the whole truck out there for front yard.
Yeah, I'm on duty and we're covering this area. Another unit switched with us, so.
Wow.
You and I are ready to leave.
So we're going to get a tour after the meeting. Show and tell?
Why didn't you tell?
Yeah, right.
It is a tough act to step into.
They did all their checks and everything.
They can come up to the meeting. What the hell is public session now?
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's afternoon, but good afternoon.
A little late.
Good afternoon. Close.
You were very close, Ed.
So item eight, I believe, I don't have the agenda before me, is the asset allocation update. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, great. So we have a separate bound document for you. It's the smaller of the two, and it says on the cover, asset allocation review. And largely, this is a recap of work we've already done. So as you flip through the pages, you have seen just about everything here. I guess I'd ask you to turn to page six, which is what the asset allocation is. And this is the mix that we had modeled for you before, so just bringing it back for formal approval. And want to highlight a couple of the changes from our current asset allocation, which you can see here in yellow. So we have the increase in 2%, taking it to now 12% for international developed. A decrease on the private credit going from our current projection or our current target of 16 down to 12. Modest changes within the liquidity sub-portfolio, increasing the short-term gov credit by 3% to 27 and taking cash down to zero. So there actually is some cash in the plan, but it is being equitized through synthetics. So for modeling purposes, we're treating it as allocated to the rest of the portfolio. And then towards the bottom, it's not highlighted, but the second line up from the bottom is risk parity. And we did the education with you on that, and so just want to show that to you again. This was one of the changes in terms of taking it to 5% as part of the risk diversifying sub-portfolio. And I know we had a good discussion on risk parity education. Not sure if anyone had any follow-up questions or anything, but we're anticipating that we'll proceed with assuming a 5% allocation. And I think Tim, later in the agenda, will be asking for authorization to conduct that search. So that's part of this as well. Page 7 gives you the results. So referring to this mix as the alternative mix, you can see the forecasted 10-year return modestly increases. I'd call these the same. The precision here of 2 decimal points is really misleading. But directionally, it shows it as being slightly higher on a return and slightly lower on standard deviation. Again, we'd think of this as very similar portfolios, if not identical. The next several pages, stress tests and all of these good things, and the asset allocations by asset classes, and all the pretty charts that we have here, are very much in line with everything you've seen before. So again, this is just really asking for the formal approval. And we didn't include it, but on page 16 on next steps, I think the next step is really to just have the board approve a motion that would probably read something along the lines as to accept the alternative mix that is shown in this book as the Sisera asset allocation target.
I'll move that we accept the alternative mix as the asset allocation.
Second.
That was the second.
That was.
Okay. We have a motion and a second. Discussion. Any questions of Ed? Hearing none. All in favor of the motion indicate by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? Motion passes unanimously. Nicely done.
Quick question, Mr. Chair. Was the motion to accept or to approve?
I phrased the motion to accept based on Mr. Hoffman's recommendation. I realized that in writing it says to approve. I viewed them as synonymous terms in the context. Ed, what's your thought on acceptance versus approval?
We prefer the term approve.
authorize.
All right, I'll make a new motion to approve and authorize the, now I can't remember the magic word.
That's alternative mix.
I'll second the...
Alternative mix.
Yes, thank you.
The new, the revised motion.
Of course it is.
Okay, has been moved and seconded. Substitute, well, effectively will replace the motion we just passed. All in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. No opposed, abstain. Motion passes to approve unanimously.